W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the wake of the death in prison of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, the U.S. about to bring down the sanctions hammer on Russia.
Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland promising that the Biden administration's forthcoming round of financial penalties against Russia would be crushing and consist of hundreds of sanctions, adding some of them will be targeted at folks directly involved in Navalny's death. The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrite Putin's war machine to close the gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Alexander Smirnov back in custody, the discredited former FBI informant charged with phonying up allegations of bribe-taking by Hunter Biden and his father, the president. He was rearrested after federal prosecutors appealed a judge's decision to grant bail. Innovative Machines plans to talk more Friday about Thursday night's landing of its Odysseus robot spacecraft on the moon. This is ABC News. The U.S. Supreme Court greenlit the 10-figure sexual abuse settlement involving the Boy Scouts.
The $2.5 billion settlement was challenged by more than 140 survivors of sex abuse who said they wanted the right to sue the Boy Scouts individually. Without explaining its decision, the High Court declined to put the settlement on hold. More than 82,000 claimants have signed up to receive compensation, and the court's move means payments to those victims can continue.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. At the Pentagon, Army Secretary Christine Warmuth bestowed the U.S. astronaut badge on Colonel Frank Rubio, who returned to Earth this past September after 371 days aboard the International Space Station.
The biggest honor for me out of this badge is the fact that, to me, it's the ultimate team badge. You absolutely cannot get to space on your own.
Rubio holds the U.S. record for most days in space on a single flight. The 48-year-old says he hopes to fly again, but it'll depend on his health. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
He did not.
No, get this. We're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, and he asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys know. Do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribes speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender's with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The sheriff is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The sheriff, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, signed a 2-year deal to return to the Brewers. Was his agent receiving offers from other teams?
Yes, there was quite a few teams that were in it to the end. And yeah, I was close to signing there at the end. And then the Brewers came in right at the last second is kind of how it happened. But there was interest from a lot of other clubs.
College basketball, number 7th ranked Marquette, defeating DePaul by 34 points, 105-71. Tyler Kolek setting setting a new Marquette record with 18 assists, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers.
You know, that's just the nature of our team is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We cut, we pass, we move. Just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
I mean, you could tell by watching Tyler play tonight and, you know, up there, Tony Miller, 17, Doc Rivers, 16. You know, those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight and some flurries developing late. Look for our low temperatures to drop into the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll have some flurries of light snow, falling temperatures into the middle 20s by the end of the afternoon, and we'll have a gusty northeast wind. Right now, it's 37.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, all coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text if you want to join the show at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. Next hour, as she always does, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here for our public cervix announcement. And then the Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Radcliffe, joining us at 11:30 to talk all things sports. I wanted to start out, though, it's kind of an unusual beginning to the day for me, at least. When I walked in, and my routine in the morning, I don't know about what your day is like, but my routine is pretty much the same. The alarm goes off, I get up, I take the shower, dry the hair, put on a little makeup, not enough, and come into work. I'd never look at my phone before I leave the house.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people where I wake up and I open my phone and I jump on social media. I don't do that.
Yeah.
So I hadn't even looked at my phone. I was here for all of 5 minutes. And Calvin, you got a call. And who was it that was calling the studio line at 844-967-2789?
Well, it was this British man. It was Jane's husband.
My husband has never called here. I'm stunned he actually knew what the number was to call. He's never called here.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, God, something's really wrong. So I run in.
I honestly was waiting for you to say,
I have to
show's
go.
Yours, kid, today.
I know. I got to go.
Do a good job.
This never happens. So I'm a little panicked, and I answer the phone, and he's like, did you forget to pay the phone bill? What? Well, my phone's not working. Why is my phone not working? Now, I love that he thinks that I am so knowledgeable that I can just tell him why. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Can you give me a little context here? Well, I was trying to get on the internet and it says that my signal, there's no signal. And I don't understand what's going on. And I said, he said, do you have internet? I said, I haven't even opened my phone yet. So I run out, get the phone, check, same thing. I have no signal. Come back and tell him, I don't know what's going on. But yes.
Yeah.
Either I forgot to pay the bill, which I'm usually pretty good about.
Yeah.
But I'll check it when I get home.
I mean, you can go on Wi-Fi now and use your phone if you'd like for calls, texting.
You can show me how to do this magical thing?
I'll do it before the commercial break.
Anyway, it turns out.
Yeah.
If you are an AT&T customer like my husband and I are,
suckers.
The entire AT&T network has gone down. Across most of the country, actually, leaving customers unable to place calls, text, or access the internet. Verizon and T-Mobile also reporting some outages, but they're apparently far less widespread. T-Mobile and Verizon say their networks were unaffected by this outage. Customers reporting outages may have been unable to reach customers who use AT&T. Right now, it's estimated more than 74,000 customers reporting outages on the digital service tracking site Down Detector, but that only tracks self-reported outages.
Yeah. We got a great comment on the live stream that I completely connect with. PJ Schlomer, I laugh and Google Fi. AT&T is trash.
And we were talking about this before we went on the air.
PJ, I am a former AT&T user who now uses Google Fi, and I sing the praises of that service. It's cheaper, it's better, and it's just, I mean.
See, yeah. And that is, I have never heard of Google Fi.
You know, honestly, they didn't start even advertising their company until last year. Before that, it used to be something called Project Fi. It was only available in California, and I know that because my sister-in-law started using it from the beginning like 10 years ago.
Wow.
But they only had it in California, and I think they only had it in Northern and Southern, and then they started to cover the state, covering the area, and it finally came all over nationwide. And I'm not doing an advertisement for them, and I'm not paid by them, but I have great cell phone coverage. I have far lower bills. I mean, I was telling you earlier that I've saved nearly $5,000 on cell phone bills since I've left.
Well, and you said you've never paid a cell phone bill over $27.
Yeah, it's never hit $28.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my little. That's, if you want to know more about that, feel free to contact me. I will get on my soapbox, put on my gospel costume, and sing to the high heavens the praises for Google Fi. They, as PJ said, they use all the towers. So if something's down, they'll use a different tower. And it's great. I don't know. So that's just me.
So is that something that I download or how to, I mean.
We'll talk about it after this show. Well, I'll say if you go to Google Fi, you can check out with your phone to see if it's available.
Okay.
Which it should be. It's a fairly modern phone. And you just sign up. If you're not in contract, you have nothing to lose. If your phone's paid off, you have nothing to lose.
PJ's given me a little code.
Absolutely. I'll give you a code.
And give Gene a referral code.
Boom.
$20 off after the first 30 days.
Exactly. But this portion of the broadcast brought to you by Google Fi.
There you go.
Google Fi, an up-and-coming company.
I thought the whole thing was hilarious. And I don't know if our marriage is unique. Every marriage is different, obviously. Yeah. But it's very flattering that my husband thinks that I know so much about so much different stuff. Because he'll just come out of nowhere and say, what's the forecast for next week? I don't know. Brittany Merlot might know.
I was going to say, did you marry me or Brittany Merlot?
I don't. You know, look up a forecast.
On your phone.
Well, we can't do that right
now.
Not
right now. Smart Alec. So enjoy your quiet time.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm usually pretty good about not being married to my phone.
Yeah, you don't. You know, I was asking you about this because with Google Fi, if you just stay on Wi-Fi, your phone bill will stay very low. You know, you said you don't text and talk while you drive.
Never.
You're here. You're at home. You might go to other places at like a shopping center or something like that. They all have Wi-Fi now.
Yep.
So it's really simple. This is not a scam. This is not a plug. This is just me saying after 5 years, completely satisfied. It's one thing I never worry about. And I never worry about paying my bill either. They take that automatically.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Again, if you were an AT&T customer and you're like me and my husband, there are over 74,000 AT&T customers who just, the whole network has gone down across the country.
I wish I could do the Jane laugh right now.
So you're not going to be calling anybody.
Yeah.
At least not for right now.
So take the time, put the phone down, listen to your radio or listen to Civic Media through your device. Maybe your computer or your tablet.
You're going to not, you could download the app, although you can't do that right now. Can you do that if you're on Wi-Fi?
Yeah. If you hook into the Wi-Fi, just the hot Wi-Fi in this room. Is different. You're not using your data.
Okay.
We don't need your data. Get your data out of here. We got Wi-Fi here, baby.
See, I'm very confused.
That's why your husband only asks you about the weather.
Oh no. Over the years, we've been married 22 years. Over the years, he'll walk in the kitchen and I don't know, what's the trajectory of a whatever? Like I don't. I would love to know that. I don't know that.
That's when you say, honey, you take his hand, you go, honey, let's find out together.
Let's go look it up.
Yeah, and then you pull out dusty Encyclopedia Britannica.
844-967-2789. If you're not on AT&T and you would like to call the show, you certainly can check in with us or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, just talking about this nationwide outage for AT&T, pretty much mainly AT&T customers, some Verizon and T-Mobile customers also reporting network outages. I haven't seen anything on the reason for this or when this is going to be resolved. Verizon believes the nationwide outage involving AT&T customers, quote, is close to being resolved, unquote.
And the cause is liberal women.
Caravans of
liberal women.
That's most likely.
I mean, honestly, like, I don't remember the last time I've heard of an outage happening for a cell phone company. Like, you might not have good coverage, you might have one bar, but I don't know the last time I've heard of a company
something like
just
this
saying,
has happened.
Yeah, if you have T-Mobile, sorry right now.
Well, and part of the problem also is, at least in some states, police departments, their 911 services are not working.
What?
Their 911 lines aren't working. If they're connected, New York Police Department officials said they weren't able to make calls or utilize emails on AT&T phones this morning unless they were connected to Wi-Fi. Massachusetts State Police warning people not to test their phone service by placing 911 calls. Many 911 centers getting flooded with calls from people trying to see if 911 works from their cell phone. Please don't do this. If you can successfully place a non-emergency call to another number via your cell service, then your 911 service will work.
Oh, just call somebody else. Like,
yeah, don't start with 911.
Who starts there? Like, just one. Like,
folks in Massachusetts.
911, we're open. Goodbye.
An AT&T spokesperson says the FirstNet network is still operational. That provides coverage for first responders using a mix of its own infrastructure plus the broader network. And again, Verizon and T-Mobile say that they are unaffected. Still trying to find out what caused this. No official reason for the outage. It appears to be related to how cellular services hand off calls from one network to the next, which is known as peering.
Oh, yes.
You've heard of peering.
Peering network to network, yep.
Look at what we learned today.
We've learned so much. I've learned so much on my phone today because I have great Wi-Fi, great signal.
Do you?
Hello, everybody. I can hear you. So,
go ahead. Be braggy. That's fine.
I don't have a lot to brag about.
Take it and run with it, Greg
there
Buck.
We go. There
Take
we go.
It and run. When we return, a little local flavor from here in downtown Waukesha. Celebrating stupid criminal tricks. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego.
See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us all across the state of Wisconsin. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. We were just spending a couple of minutes talking about there's a big outage, AT&T, in most specifically, more than 74,000 AT&T customers reporting outages this morning. My husband and I, both AT&T customers, although we're getting lots of suggestions on other places to go, who are also experiencing this outage. And we had a couple texts that I wanted to share. Dave from Waukesha checking in. I'm on AT&T, and my cell service has been up for 90 minutes.
Well, look at Dave.
I'm jealous, Dave.
With his fancy cells. Well, your phone's working now. Why is that?
Because Greg Box switched it to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to show me how you did that because I don't understand how that works.
I'm sorry. I'm too busy hearing that parade going past. I'm a hero.
Well done.
A hero?
You're such a hero.
Oh, my God.
John K. checking in on the stream. I heard there were solar flares that caused the outages. Not being a scientist, I'm not sure if this is legitimate or coming from the chemtrails crowd, so don't hold me to that. That's a good point.
Well,
there, John.
You know,
I appreciate
this,
that.
John, this is America. Don't let not being a scientist hold you back from making an assertion, or an absolute opinion on the internet.
Even though you have, yes, no expertise. That's a very good point, Greg Bach. All right, we're going to move on. Stupid criminal tricks happening right here in Little Waukesha, downtown Waukesha.
Waukesha, where it's just like, why?
I love Waukesha. I really do. I love little downtown Waukesha. It's adorable. News release from the Waukesha Police Department. Officers yesterday afternoon, it's like a little bit before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, called to the Myers on Sunset Drive after a report of several people loading numerous over-the-counter medicines into a garbage bag. So they're just helping themselves. 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Meyer here in Waukesha. And then, of course, they fled the parking lot. They took off, and officers quickly arrived. They saw the suspects leaving the parking lot. One officer who was trying to catch up to the suspects was hit by an uninvolved vehicle. He was not hurt, but a second officer followed the vehicle southbound, tried to stop it. The suspects took off, and the pursuit began. This is the good part. The pursuit went about 4 miles. Eventually traveling eastbound on Lonsdale Avenue in the village of Waukesha. And they were going so well, Greg Bach. Things were going so well until there was a train.
Oh, did a choo-choo stop them?
And if you've ever driven around downtown Waukesha, there's train tracks all over the place.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I got stopped by one this morning, as a matter of fact. At least several times a week because there's a lot that we have a lot of train tracks. There's a lot of rail.
It's surrounding the studio area.
Yeah.
And my biggest win in the morning when I get here is if I can just miss
the train
that comes in between 5:18 and 5:30.
Because otherwise you can sit there. I mean, they're long.
Oofers.
Yeah, they're pretty long. So the suspects get stopped by the train, which I'm sure was not in their plan. And so what did they do? They went off-road and continued traveling along the side of the railroad tracks.
Smart.
Getting off into a field where, ruh-roh, it was a little muddy and they got stuck. So police catch up to him. The first suspect who exited the vehicle was not cooperative. So I love how they they phrase this. A police canine was deployed. The police canine apprehended the subject. That sounds not good for that subject.
I just...
The subject was taken into custody with no further issues after the deployment of the canine.
I was going to say, I just feel the sinking teeth into skin.
The remaining three occupants in the vehicle were taken into custody without incident. Yes, I can see how that would happen.
Because they were like, yeah, that's fine.
I'll come. It's good. Police believe the suspects are members of an organized retail theft group from Illinois. All of them with home addresses in Chicago. The suspect, whom the canine apprehended, was hospitalized for treatment. When medically cleared, will be taken to the Waukesha County Jail, where the three other suspects are currently residing.
This is a movie. It's a dumb movie.
There's something kind of lovely.
We
got to
get out of Waukesha, but they just can't for an hour and a half. They're trying to get out of Waukesha.
There's trains everywhere.
Dave from Waukesha texted from the 262. He said, you can run, you can hide, but the Waukesha train is inevitable. That was my Thanos impression. Next time I do it, I'm going to go get the Infinity Gauntlet I have in the main room.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
And I am inevitable.
Papa Rico on the live stream. Speed Racer had a button in the center of his steering wheel that would have allowed him to jump right over that train. I remember Speed Racer.
I didn't. Nope.
What?
Don't say it, Greg. Just don't say it.
Oh, you're going to say something nasty?
Nope. No, not at all. I helped you with Wi-Fi. I love you, Jane.
Tony Zimmerman says fibs. That kind of just says it all.
Very aggressive from Tony Zimmerman in the morning.
So, just a thought. If you're going to plan a heist, something else to put on your to-do list before, you know, you undertake the big job.
Wear really padded clothing, too, because then the dogs can't get you.
Well, that's probably a good thing. But you may want to check the train schedules.
Train schedule. Also, make sure there's extra escape routes, or get better tires. Are we encouraging crime? We're encouraging people to work harder, not work smarter, not harder. That's what we're doing.
I just wish that folks who can take the energy to drive all the way up here from Chicago, an hour and a half, I wish they could channel all of that energy into something that was a little more productive for everybody.
Yeah.
Would have had a better ending. Just saying.
And that is a word from Jane.
That's a word from Jane. All right.
We have a new segment called Jane Says.
I think there's a song.
I think there is.
I think there's a song.
It's a great song.
All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 11:06 with our public cervix announcement. If you ever have any medical questions, you can certainly call, you can text, you can also email them. We have changed our email address because no one can spell my last name. So if you want to send an email to the show, send it to Jane Says. Very simple. Yep. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. And you can always leave a comment on the live stream as well. News next, along with an entertainment minute from Pete Schwabba. Stay with us. This is Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't like what I'm saying, then I won't just slap my face back on the face. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the wake of the death in prison of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, the U.S. about to bring down the sanctions hammer on Russia.
Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland promising that the Biden administration's forthcoming round of financial penalties against Russia would be crushing and consist of hundreds of sanctions, adding some of them will be targeted at folks directly involved in Navalny's death. The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrite Putin's war machine to close the gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Alexander Smirnov back in custody, the discredited former FBI informant charged with phonying up allegations of bribe-taking by Hunter Biden and his father, the president. He was rearrested after federal prosecutors appealed a judge's decision to grant bail. Innovative Machines plans to talk more Friday about Thursday night's landing of its Odysseus robot spacecraft on the moon. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday was the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session included a constitutional amendment that keeps houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills up for votes are part of the deal Republicans struck with Universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new building projects. Those bills ultimately passed. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into direct consolidation loans by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings have the potential to change lives. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight and some flurries developing late. Look for our low temperatures to drop into the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll have some flurries of light snow, falling temperatures into the middle 20s by the end of the afternoon, and we'll have a gusty northeast wind, currently 35 degrees.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening in Oshkosh on WISS Air Support, you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up at 11:06 with our public cervix announcement. If you have a question for her, a health-related question, you can always call or text or send it into our email here at the show at janesays@civicmedia.us. This I just stumbled across this morning, and this is very disturbing. We've talked about Charlie Kirk before. Charlie Kirk is the CEO of Turning Point USA. He's a very, very, very radical MAGA, and he's got a very popular podcast, which I also find very disturbing, but whatever trips your trigger, I guess. But yesterday, during an episode, or at least this week, during an episode of his podcast, Charlie Kirk suggested that it would be a good thing to execute Donald Trump's political opponents and televise it. And it gets better. He thinks that companies like Coca-Cola should sponsor the televised public executions and then make sure that our kids watch.
And what age should the kids be?
Well, I think it's around, what did he say, sixth grade?
Sixth grade, so 12.
12.
But we have sound. We have sound to talk about this. Calvin, can you please play the beginning, like, first minute of that?
I just looked this up, yeah. Charlie. I didn't realize this, Jack. The last time that in Belarus, they used capital punishment execution here was in 2019, and it was by firearm.
Yeah, that's how you should. By the way, this is my other problem with death penalty. It takes too long, too many appeals. Expensive. It should be public. It should be quick. It should be televised.
Well, this can't be right, can it? The last execution in France was guillotine in 1977. 100%
true. They used the guillotine.
Until 77?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
There's videotape of it.
Honestly, that's like what we should be doing. And I agree. It should be public.
And
should
televised.
Be public square.
By the way, you could
force
fund the government
to watch it.
You could have like brought to you by Coca-Cola. And no, I'm not kidding. By the way, I would totally tune in to see some pedo get their head chopped off. Convicted by a jury
by the way,
years.
That's going to get
no, I'm talking about a real thing. I'm not talking
all
about
executions in Belarus are by firearm. That's not a choice or anything.
Andrew's saying don't make kids watch it. And I think, no, the absolute
I think at a certain age, it's an initiation. 16,
if you can drive, you can watch it.
No, but hold on.
Not
you
even
see,
16.
If
I would
all
say
of a sudden you look at some of these savages, like in Indiana, there was this guy that went in and killed a pregnant woman and her three kids.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to watch that execution. That'll make my day better.
Okay, you can stop right there, Calvin.
That'll make my day better. And wouldn't it be? Guillotines. That was so cool.
What a great idea from a very Christian man.
Do we want public executions, my friends?
Do we want executions at all? I know the death penalty is a very, very divisive topic amongst all people. I mean, I know liberals who want the death penalty. I know conservatives who aren't interested in it.
Right.
Call or text us, 844-967-2789. We got a text right away from Dave in Waukesha saying, I think it's important to people to know, particularly those within earshot of WAUK, which is the studio we're coming out of right now, that Turning Point has recently set up an office in Waukesha County. They're working hand-in-hand with the Waukesha GOP. These people are trying to impact our neighbors with their hatred.
That's terrifying.
And, okay, so to our Republican listeners, what do you think of this? Do you think that public executions, first of all, should be a thing? Also, 12-year-olds. 12-year-olds.
You could fund the government. You could have, like, brought to you by Coca-Cola for these public executions. And no, I'm not kidding. By the way, I would totally tune in to see some pedo get their head chopped off. if Charlie, you know, if you're so into this, take a trip to go vacation in Iran.
Yeah.
I would suggest that you go spend a month or two.
Yeah. It would be his heaven. They execute people all the time.
All the time.
And, you know, I mean, how about this? Charlie, I have an idea. Jane, I have a great idea. Charlie Kirk, if you're listening right now, if you're tuning into this right now, I have an idea for you. Why doesn't Turning Point start sponsoring this? Tell the prisons, tell the private prison systems that you love so much that you are willing to put Turning Point money into this if you can make it happen. Talk to the government. Go to Texas. They would probably do it. But let's Turning Point sponsors afternoon executions. Bring your kids. We'll have barbecue.
Wouldn't it be cool if we still had the guillotine? Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be absolutely. I'm just
saying. And what concerns me about this is that his podcast, especially among young men,
yeah,
is wildly popular.
His whole thing
very,
now,
very, very popular.
Yeah. His whole thing now is doing videos of him going to college campuses, sitting in a chair outside and having quote unquote conversations with people. It's really just videos of him making fun of people or seeming smarter than them through the power of editing. Because Charlie Kirk, he may have read a couple books. That's fine. I've read books too. But this is ludicrous.
Then he said that televised executions should be taken in a holy way and agreed with a guest's message who said televised executions could help steer our youth away from crime by sending them a message. If you send the message, if you do a bad crime, you will die. And it will be like this, and this will be you. This will be a positive message.
What is a bad crime, then? Are we telling kids don't steal? Don't what? I mean, of course, don't kill. I don't want anyone to kill.
Well, the first one.
I mean, he's okay with us killing people.
Well, and he's all about executing former government officials who didn't do everything that the former president wanted.
Yeah.
Or stopped him by basically saying, you can't do that, it's illegal.
Yeah.
These are the people that they want to go after first and publicly execute.
Yeah.
Is this where we're at?
This is Charlie Kirk's America.
Is this our vision for the future of this country?
Yeah.
And forcing our children to watch public executions?
Yeah.
844-967-2789-844-967-2789. Scott from St. Louis is on the line. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for joining us.
Morning. I don't want to hear another word about taking care of our children when they're worried about the trauma caused to kids by LGBT rallies and they're okay with kids watching public executions. I don't want another hear another word about protecting our children.
Yeah,
you make an excellent point, Scott. You really do. And the other thing, going back to traumatizing our children, do we not think that subjecting our kids to active gunman drills in second grade, that doesn't affect our children's mental health? Right, Scott?
A friend of mine actually pulled her kid from public school because they were doing a active shooter drill, and her kid came home crying and because she was traumatized by the active shooter drills, and she pulled her kid from school and started homeschooling her kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is this going to do?
Oh, this is just thank you so much, Scott. Really appreciate you calling, and thank you so much for listening. This is insane.
It's insane. I would like to play a little bit more of it, Calvin, if you could, please, because they go further. They go further, and they say some very untrue things. So,
day better. I want to see him on a public block and get him be publicly executed. And I think that would be justice. You think children should have, you should see it. What is the age? At what age should you start to see public executions?
16.
I think you could do it earlier. I think you maybe at age 12, whenever grade or so.
Oh, yeah.
You are a person, you know, they're old enough to, you don't need to like really wallow in it and have them be broken on a wheel or anything. But if
that'd
it was something like chopping, you know, if we had a guillotine or something.
Oh, well.
Or something.
I think it's the age where they can't be you know, it's, I think there's too early and you become desensitized to maybe like this. I think it's when you can actually embrace.
But it should also be taken in a holy way.
The meaning.
No, I don't mean holy in a bad way. I mean that like this is heavy. Like,
bluntly, we have kids who are 14 who are committing carjackings 100%. In cities and doing bad stuff. And I think if you sent the message to them, if you do a bad crime, you will die, and it will be like this, and that will be
just,
you.
Just but I think it
would be
down.
A positive message.
So my argument would be younger people.
Again, is this what we want? Is this? And I realize part of his whole shtick is the extreme.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole game and becoming more and more and more and more outrageous. But I do believe that out of the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to this guy, They're all in on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this is great.
You know, I think that the problem we face is remember how cute the George Bush administration was when we thought that was extreme? And we thought the Tea Party was extreme. They all had their problems, and I'm not going to discount them or say we shouldn't talk about them in a historical manner. But what we're doing now is these four, I'm going to say it, idiots are on record making these kinds of accusations. So then what does the next guy have to say to get this story? Because we're talking about it.
Right.
Media Matters covered it.
Right.
So what does the next guy have to say? We should bundle them together and do like, you know, like, mass executions? What do we say? Drop them out of planes? Do we go all Russia style? Do we shoot them into space? I mean, that's the problem, is that we now live in such an extreme society. You have to say the most extreme thing to get the most clicks and views. What is the next thing? And Scott is absolutely right. The hypocrisy of using children as a reason to do this.
Yeah.
You don't think a child seeing a public execution isn't going to have ramifications down the road? You're insane. And none of you are doctors. None of you are child psychologists.
Thank you.
So shut your mouths.
It's just, it frightens me. It frightens me to think that this kind of discourse is going on and it's being widely discussed among, and again, he has hundreds of thousands of young men who are fans of his, who I think are all about this.
Yeah.
Not that this is coming right down the road at us, but these extremes are being embraced.
Yeah. Happily.
Happily.
Cheerfully.
Embraced. Yes. Cheerfully.
Patriotically.
And in a holy way.
Yeah.
An execution in a holy way.
It's heavy, man.
Okay.
It's heavy, man.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Rob from Port Edwards joining us. Good morning, Rob. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning, folks. Charlie Kirk in that ilk, he succeeded. He's got the entire country buzzing over this, and I'm sure BBC's glommed onto it and Al Jazeera and everybody else. So it's a win in his column, which is really, really unfortunate. But then again, it is news, and we all have to know this is going on.
Yep.
and be horrified. But I guess my question is, and I don't know if you can answer it, where's the FCC on this stuff? There was a time when you really couldn't put obscene, and that's what this is, obscene material out there in any media form without the FCC or somebody clamping down and saying, hey, you're basically wanting to kill people and have little kids watch it. That's not good. That, you know, that should be against the law.
I think the issue, Robin, thank you so much for calling in. And as always, thank you for listening. The FCC governs public airways.
Yeah, this, right? this is a podcast.
It's a podcast, so they can say anything they want.
They can say anything. And they are. Really quick before we have to get going, Todd Michaels says to us, someone should look into these guys and find the likely smarmy stuff they've done and publicize it. Actually, take it one step further. You want public executions? You do it.
844-967-2789. 800-228-2789 if you want to join the conversation. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right.
You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We have Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Public service announcement is coming up at 11:06, but we're going to wrap up our conversation. Charlie Kirk is the CEO of a political group called Turning Point USA, and he has a very popular podcast, and he and some of his buddies were talking earlier this week about how great it would be to bring back public executions and televise them and make sure that our sixth graders see them, so they will appreciate that if you misbehave, this is going to be you.
Yeah, a bad crime.
A bad crime.
A bad crime. This, you did a bad crime, so is this a warning, or are you going up to the gallows or the guillotine? Maybe
we can institute, again, let's go to Iran, who does have public executions, and don't even the Saudis still cut off hands and things like that for theft? Do we want to bring back those good old days?
I know that in North Korea, he launched a missile at one of his family members, yeah. And it's on video, and I watched it, and it's one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen. But no, let's... And bring Coca-Cola. I'm sure Coca-Cola loved being in the same sentence as sixth graders watching public execution. Okay.
Yeah, their marketing department is going to be freaking out right now.
Calvin, can you play a little bit more of the clip? This is
people get involved with that because they're with around older people who do those things.
I want you to imagine every day all of a sudden they said, and today, remember that awful the guy that went and shot up a school? Because, the left hates school shooters, and so do we, but they focus on the gun. I think they're evil. So, you take one of these school shooters, and they say, today we're going to publicly execute this person. And
about
they read
the
off
Super Bowl.
No, yeah, the shooters at the Super Bowl thing, and you read off what they did.
Great.
And you don't celebrate it. You just say, look, this is what they did, and if you do this, this will be your fate. Ready, set, go. Boom. End of life.
Boom.
And say,
boom.
I just
Scared Straight used to be a whole TV show. No, but like, this is a question, Straight for everybody.
Here's a question for anyone that might be, not persuaded. Would crime go up or down?
Cut it there.
Go way down.
That dude just said it'd go way down. That is factually inaccurate.
They don't care about facts.
Public execution, not public, I'm sorry, capital punishment has shown that not only does it not deter crime, it has no effect on it whatsoever. It doesn't, because you know why? Those guys that they want to get in jail, those big leagues, those big fish, they don't care. They're living life as it's their last one. Capital punishment does not deter crime. It has never deterred crime. There is no evidence showing it does the same. And not only that, from an economic side of it, it's a waste of money. Because something Charlie Kirk said is true.
It takes a long time.
It takes a long time. There's appeals process, and there is evidence. There is economic evidence showing that if you took a person off of death row and you put them life in prison, we spend less money on them
than putting them to death.
Exactly. New Jersey had a death penalty for almost 30 years. They spent $300 million on it. Do you know how many people they executed? None. That's an economic downfall. So don't talk to me about deterring crime. It doesn't. All four of you are wrong, and all four of you are sick.
Well, and John Kay on the live stream makes a really good point. These people are only concerned with getting attention, gaslighting, and causing chaos no matter the evil it portrays and normalizes. It's sickening. And I apologize that we're kind of the problem by spreading this, but I think we have to talk about what is being talked about.
Yeah, absolutely.
His podcast is shockingly popular, and I think it's worth rereading this text that we got from Dave, who lives in Waukesha. I think it's important that people know, particularly those within earshot of WAUK, that Turning Point, which is Charlie Kirk's group. Turning Point has recently set up an office in Waukesha County. They're working hand in hand with the Waukesha GOP. These people are trying to impact our neighbors with their hatred, and we can't let that happen.
Look,
we can't let this happen.
I mean, look, GOP listeners, Republican listeners, whatever you identify as, surely this has to, like, the
make
idea of children watching this. Now, granted, yes, it's all podcasts. There's a dramatic entertainment portion to it. Unfortunately, and as you said, Jane, four doofuses say it in a studio, but then hundreds of thousands of people are going to say, yeah, that's a good idea. You know what I'll do? I'll just do it myself. I love Batman.
I'll be a hero.
Yeah.
I'll be a hero. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Just got a couple of more minutes before we head up to the news. The other thing I want to say about this, and I don't know that it's necessary, but I'm going to do it anyway. Moms and dads, you got to talk to your boys. You really, really need to talk to your young men. 16, 15, 14, 13, 12-year-old boys. And I'm not a parent. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of toxic stuff that's out there that they can listen to. And I think it's really critically important that you know about
it. Honestly, I think we need to talk to all the kids, because you got to talk to the boys about this kind of behavior, listening to this as a quote-unquote example.
Like, you want to aspire to be these guys.
Yeah, and young women, I mean, being able to have the strength and ability is to call them out at a young age, too, and say, like, you're crazy. You know, I mean, you see it happen little by little with young men, and luckily I know the young men that I know are smart people and they're balanced people and all the good. But if you're, I don't know how to say it. You're not wrong. We do need to talk to them, and you're not wrong. We need to, I don't want to say shelter them, and make them listen to it and say, what do you think about this?
Well, and at why? Least, right. Just, I just would like to, you need to find out what's going on in the background with your kids.
You know what?
That's what you need to do.
Don't take your kids to public executions. Let them listen to Charlie Kirk with them. Take them and listen to that
together
and have a discussion about what you're hearing. And do they think it's cool? Do they think, I mean, I don't know. Like I don't have children either. And I'm no longer a 12 to 15 year old boy. I luckily didn't have this kind of
toxicity.
Poison.
Seriously.
But yeah, no, you're right. I think that's a first stepping stone of good solution. It's talking to your kids.
Talk to your kids. All right. Yeah. Stay with us. News is on the way next. And when we return, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I found the driver, and that's a stop. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
You your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.